Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham.
Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 4th of November, and Studio Arya Halom, I'm a volunteer from France. Right now it's clear with some scattered clouds and 24 degrees Celsius. And the forecast for today is a chance of a thunderstorm with scattered clouds and with a temperature range from low 25 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east northeast with 18 kilometers per hour, and there is a 30% of chance of precipitation. Heat index is on 35 degrees Celsius. Moon is running crescent and 6% of it is illuminated. On 6th of November is a new moon. In Hindu religion, Diwali is the most important festival of the year and is celebrated with families performing traditional activities together in their homes. While Diwali is popularly known as the Festival of Lights, the most significant spiritual meaning of it is the awareness of the inner light. Central to Hindu philosophy is the assertion that there is something beyond the physical body and mind which is pure, infinite and internal, called the Atman. Just as we celebrate the birth of our physical being, Diwali is the celebration of this inner light, in particular the knowing of which outside shines all darkness, remove all obstacles and dispels all ignorance, awakening the individual to one's true nature, not as the body, but as the unchanging, infinite, immanent and transcendent reality. With the realization of Atman comes universal compassion, love, the awareness of the oneness of all things, which is higher knowledge. This brings ananda, joy or peace. While the story behind Diwali and manner of celebration varies from region to region, from festive fireworks, worship lights, sharing of sweets, the essence is the same: to rejoice in the inner light, Atman, or the underlying reality of all things, Brahman. Diwali is an official holiday in India, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, Mauritius, Malaysia, Nepal, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Fiji and Suriname. For that occasion, we got a common dinner between 6 to 7 p.m. at Solar Kitchen, which will be followed by fireworks with all our children in the entrance of the auditorium. And at 7:30 p.m., live concert of Indian music at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas. And tomorrow, we are all invited to join Upasana for celebration at 5 p.m. On Tuesday afternoon at Quiet was a presentation by Pondiken about possible solutions on how to stop the erosion on the beach. And here's an excerpt of an interview with Guy.
We are sitting here in front of the Quiet Healing Center with a beautiful, dramatic view on the ocean, which is tremendous force, which by man-made intervention of this force, that since about 3 years, we are actually confronted with a serious beach erosion. We used to have a beach which was 70 meters, and that beach has by now been totally reduced. In other words, actually, the waves are licking at the doors and at the walls of the Quiet Healing Center. We have been aware of this problem since a ground was built to the south of the compound, and since then, which was in 3 years ago, since then we have been confronted with a diminishing beach, and we have been trying actually to work together with government officials and with NGOs, especially with Pondiken, which is a non-governmental organization which is promoting beach restoration in Pondicherry and the Tamil Nadu coastline. We have been working together with them in order to find a solution.
At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. Spanish movie La Ardilla Roja, The Red Squirrel, made in Spain in 1993 by director Julio Medem, and it is comedy drama in Spanish with English subtitles. Known for his complex film scenarios that often require more than one viewing, Medem tells us the story of Jota, who is about to commit suicide. At that moment, a girl riding a motorcycle falls off the same bridge. He goes with her to the hospital. She has forgotten even her own name and creates her a new life. He makes up a name and tells her and the doctors that they have been living together as a couple for 4 years. The lie goes on for a while. On Saturday, 6th of November, at the same time and place, we can see a French movie, Seraphine, made in France in 2008 by director Martine Prevot, and it is drama in French with English subtitles. At Eco Film Club at Sadana Forest, We can see tomorrow at 7 p.m. a third episode of Life Short Movies, and this one it will be talking about mamas. And as usual, you can join them after the movie for a free vegan dinner and a jam session. Bus service to Ecofilm Club departure Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadana Forest at 9:30 p.m. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas at 7:30 tomorrow, we can see Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Yinshi Nanu, written and directed by Ang Lee in Taiwan in 1994. The film is set in Taipei, Taiwan. Its incredible opening scene show Master Chief Shu at work in his own kitchen at home in preparation for the Sunday dinner. It's a ritual in the Shu family for the widowed father to get together with his three daughters for his weekly meal, no matter how tight the schedules or how unwilling the daughters are to come. The eldest daughter is a Christian and high school chemistry teacher. The second daughter is airline executive, and the youngest daughter is a fast food chain cashier. All three daughters aren't married and aren't in any serious relationship at the beginning of the story. But as the movie progresses and each of them finds love under the strangest circumstances, each has an announcement to make around the dinner table come Sunday. It is up to Master Chu to cope with the situation and his own worries. Movie's original Mandarin version with English subtitles. The Auroville Theatre Group presents the Young Flame Theatre Company from Madhavi School, Edayan Chavanadi Village. In Savitri, a soul for any age, on Saturday, November 6th at Bharat Nivas Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The play is adapted from the poetry of Sri Aurobindo Savitri and the text from Mahabharata and directed by Jill. This is an adaptation of the Savitri story. In their story, a young girl called Savitri from a Tamil village chooses to face the challenge of playing the role of Savitri in play production. She has never acted before, so she's quite scared, but an incredible voyage to find her own soul gives her courage. She really needs the help of Divine Mother when the boy playing Satyavan falls ill and is near death. Then she has to fight Yama, the god of death, in order to bring back her friend from the underworld. Can she bring her friend back to life? Who can help her? In the lights of yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The whole principle of this yoga is to give oneself entirely to the divine alone and to nobody and nothing else, and to bring down into ourselves by union with the Divine Mother all transcendent light, power, wideness, peace, purity, truth consciousness and ananda of the supramental divine." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org. Chidananda Rupa.